Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. It is Thunder and Tommy middays. We were high noon. Now we are getting deep into the afternoon as we head into Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. That's with Sparky and Charlie from 2 to 5. Can't wait for that. Remember, all of your favorite shows, wherever you listen to your podcasts, whether it's Apple or Spotify or whatever, just search up the Mason Crosby Show. It's there. Make sure you smash that follow button every time you listen. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law One Call. That's all. Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat reporter Ryan Wood, our weekly guest. Ryan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to some Thanksgiving turkey, but even more, a Thanksgiving mini-bye this weekend.
There's a game on Thursday, but then you get a couple days off, right?
And that'll be wonderful, and I imagine the players feel the same way. Look, that early season bye week can become a late season death march, and so they got to get through this short week. They're going to have no issue finding motivation to get through this week. This is a very big week for them, obviously, but I imagine they're looking forward to the weekend as well.
Ryan, do you like go home that night? Is it still like early enough where you can just go back from Detroit right away and you can still hang out for Thanksgiving that night? Because I know a bunch of players probably do that.
Or do you,
right?
Or do you do Thanksgiving more on the weekend because you have to work on Thursday?
Yeah, so I looked for a flight that night, but was not able to find one that was late enough that I'd be able to file my work at the stadium at Ford Field and then make it. So I'll be coming back early Friday morning.
Got it.
And then Thanksgiving in my household will be Friday evening. We'll have a nice family dinner.
Nice.
Will Detroit serve traditional Thanksgiving fare, or do they serve breakfast for a noon game on Thursday?
Okay, so we're venturing into the categories of things that people like me, people that do this every week for a living, deeply care about, and nobody else.
You'd be surprised. I think there's a little bit of interest here about like what it's like to actually have to work on Thursday.
No one wants to hear us complain about press box food, but the press box food in Ford Field, let's just say, is notoriously not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So, no, that's I'm not dumb. Looking forward to a feast at Ford Field.
Got it.
All right. Well, let's get to yesterday's game, Packers 23, Vikings 6. Has anyone ever played quarterback at a worse level in the NFL than J.J. McCarthy yesterday?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
I saw Brett Hundley play quarterback, so, you know, it's It's happened. The difference is that Brett Hundley was a fifth-round pick and not the future of the Packers franchise. He only played because Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone. So the Packers back in 2017 didn't allow Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones to leave their building in the offseason because they were so convinced that Brett Hundley was going to lead them to the promised land. That's what makes this painful. And in those terms, I mean, yeah, you know, Ryan Leaf was a bust. There are busts.
Sure.
It is too early to say that J.J. McCarthy is going to be a bust because he's had six games. And even more than that, he really is a rookie. He didn't have three seasons of practice squad reps like Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. He didn't have a season of practice squad reps because he was
hurt.
He was hurt last year. He wasn't running the scout team. So this is a true rookie quarterback, and it was why the Packers should have been such a good matchup for them, a bad matchup for J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings. But we've seen that story before, right? Two of their three losses, they were double-digit favorites, and they lost. So you have to give them credit for doing what they should do on paper and leaving him a crumpled mess of a quarterback. That's what they did.
They really did. Ryan Wood joining us here on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. We're on Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. On the other side, you know, for our Green Bay Packers, is there a Jordan Love update? And in general, when you looked at the offense yesterday, is there any concern for the vanilla-ness of the offense, or did they just set out to do what they needed to do, come out with a victory with as much, almost, it was almost like it was like a pregame preparation for the Lions during the game yesterday, it felt like. That, like, get out with no injuries, get out as quick as we can, be done by 2:40, we got a game on Thursday, let's just get out of here.
The first is much easier than the second because the second requires nuance. As far as Jordan Love goes, the update was that there was no update, and that's a good thing. He got out of that game with a completely fine left shoulder, no setback at all. He's good to go for Thanksgiving in Detroit. As far as the offensive approach and philosophy, I'm not saying this is an explosive offense, and I get the Packers with how they've played offensively for a while now. Don't get the benefit of doubt. But I do believe it is very real that the Packers, very early in that game against the Vikings, look across the field. They see what their defense can and is doing to J.J. McCarthy. They realize the bar is so low that so long as you don't trip on it on your way to the ground, you're fine. And two things come into play. One, you want to protect your quarterback against that Brian Flores defense that blitzes a ton. You don't want him getting a ton of hits when he's playing through that left shoulder. And on top of that, why would you empty your bag? Why would you be anything more than as creative or aggressive as you need to be to absolutely own the Vikings when you've got a game against the Lions in 4 days if you're Matt LaFleur? Like, why would you empty your bag in that situation?
No, it doesn't make sense. No reason to, right?
No reason to. So they don't get the benefit of that. I'm not saying that this is an explosive offense, that this just didn't try to be explosive. I'm saying that this is an offense that is struggling that also did not try to fix all of that explosive issues in this game because there was no reason to.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByRyanWood. Ryan, we got to talking yesterday during the Green Bay football postgame show. I was pretty pleased with the performance that Green Bay had yesterday. But specifically on the defensive side, something that kind of escaped us yesterday, Keyshawn Nixon went down with the injury, and Kamal Haddon came in to play, and Bo Melton nowhere to be seen right now. I'm wondering, how did you feel about Kamal Haddon's first performances? I believe those were his first career NFL snaps. And is it truly now this Bo Melton experiment, whatever it is, could be over in Green Bay?
Well, I don't think the experiment is over. I think two things. One, it makes sense that since Bo Melton has had to spend so much practice time over the past couple weeks relearning, reacclimating to receiver, that he might not have been your first option off the sideline over a guy who's only played corner the past couple weeks. Two, that was very interesting. Matt LaFleur said that Haddon was maybe the most improved player on the defense. We haven't seen any of that, but he was very, very complimentary of the progression that young cornerback has had. And so what did I think about it? Honestly, I think he was covering receivers who had J.J. McCarthy throwing them passes. I don't really have much of a deep evaluation. He was not a problem, but it would have been a huge problem if he was a problem against that quarterback. So I'd like to see against a quarterback that knows how to throw well before I make any evaluation there.
And then to follow up with that, the Keyshawn Nixon part of it, it was a stinger yesterday. Have we learned that he went into concussion protocol or anything today? What's the word on Nixon?
No, a stinger. So, and Matt LaFleur said that he's day-to-day, but given this week, which is a short week with a game in 3 days, that puts, in his words, Keyshawn Nixon in question for the Lions.
Ryan Wood joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, middays with Thunder and Tommy in for Mason today. Christian Watson just looks great. And the thing I said about looking at the box score, and I watched the whole game, so I'm not just reading the box score. But the way it seemed like Jordan Love was throwing to Romeo Doubs over and over and over again, and there were a couple games there where he was getting 10 targets and everybody else was getting four or fewer. With Christian Watson leading the way with 7 targets yesterday, with him leading in targets, it felt different than in games when Romeo Doubs led in targets. And I don't know if that's Christian Watson's athleticism or flow or whatever that is. To me, it feels a little different watching what he can do on the field and what it means for this offense. Am I just making that up in my head because I like Christian more than Romeo, or do you think there's something there?
No, he's their best receiver. He should get the ball as much as possible. And for that reason, I'm not sure that the most important number that happened all day against the Vikings was 7. That's how many targets Christian Watson had in his 5th game back from a torn ACL. In his previous 4, he didn't have over 5. So that's a step in the right direction, because honestly, he could have 10, and that might still not be enough. Like, they cannot get the ball enough to Christian Watson, given the current landscape of the receiving core. That might change if Matthew Golden is healthy and returns from the shoulder and is playing. Maybe he needs some more targets. When Jaden Reed comes back, that's certainly, you're going to spread it out maybe a little bit more. But given what the landscape is there, you cannot throw it to him enough. I don't know, and they're never going to say this, but I do wonder if they slid him up in the progression a little bit. They're never going to say that because they're not going to throw any of the other receivers on the bus, but it felt like Jordan Love was looking to him more. I thought it was most impressive. You remember back to 2022 when Christian Watson was a rookie. He came into the league doing one thing very, very well and not a lot else. So his straight line speed, his ability to take off the
top, as deep as possible, right?
It was prodigious. Like, he just came in with that natural ability. What you saw against the Vikings was Christian Watson, the possession receiver. And that's a big deal. Like, we didn't see that for a very long time in his career, his ability just to run those short to intermediate routes, be secure with his hands, get open, finish the catch, keep the chains moving. We didn't see him go deep. That was an entirely different skill set. And if he can add that to what I do, I mean, he's had deep catches since coming back from the torn ACL. If he can add both, that's when you start talking about a number one receiver. He just needs number one receiver targets on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. Ryan, and then switching over to the defense, the Micah Parsons experience, Micah Parsons experiment, Micah Parsons everything. Yesterday it looked like what we wanted it to look like as fans. I'm guessing this is what the team envisioned when they made that deal for him. Is this just going to get better the last, you know, 6 games of the year? Is what Micah Parsons can bring to this defense really being solidified in front of our eyes right now?
It will get better if, and let's get into that. The reason why this was the most complimentary football performance that they had since the first 2 weeks is offensively the bar was so low because what the Packers defense was doing to J.J. McCarthy and the offense. But the defense, especially in that second half, was so dominant because they finally had a significant lead, which they just have not had a lot of late. The fact that the Packers scored a touchdown on the opening drive since week 4, they're up 7-3. The fact that the special teams provided the muff punt recover, that the Packers in 2 plays punched it in from the 6, now they're up 17-6. It's a double-digit lead. And what did the pass rush do immediately after that next drive? They had like 3 sacks in the next two series. That's not a coincidence. This is a defense, especially, that is designed to play with the lead. As Matt LaFleur said after the game, it's the first time in a long time he felt this pass rushers could just pin their ears back and go. If they do that to the Lions, if they do that to anyone, this is a much different football team, because that's when Micah Parsons is at his best. Devontae Wyatt, for good reason, everyone wants to talk about Micah Parsons. Five straight seasons now, double-digit sacks, is just phenomenal. It's a first line on a future Hall of Fame ballot. But Devontae Wyatt, ending his sack drought since week two, getting two sacks on J.J. McCarthy, his first since coming back from the knee injury. If he's back and you have Micah Parsons, you have that inside edge push, that's the makings of a very elite pass rush.
Ryan Wood, we only have about a minute left or so. We have to talk about Emmanuel Wilson and how great he was. There's no running back controversy. Do you expect Josh Jacobs back in full force on Thursday? And what does it say about Emmanuel Wilson that he was able to step up the way he did?
I expect Josh Jacobs back. We'll see if he's full force. He'll certainly be closer to that than he would have been if he played. And that is why this was the definition of having your cake and eating it too. Because the Packers had to know that playing Emmanuel Wilson was not going to sacrifice this week against the Vikings, and it gave them the best option to keep Josh Jacobs fresh. Emmanuel Wilson, I talked to him at length after the game at his locker. He didn't know until yesterday morning. He truly did not know, because he's seeing Josh Jacobs not practice Wednesday. Then he gets practice reps Thursday and Friday, and during their Saturday regular walkthrough, Josh Jacobs did not participate, but he was locked in and engaged and very much looking like a workhorse running back that was going to fight somebody if he didn't play. And then cooler heads prevail Sunday morning, and he sees the bigger picture. The Packers see the bigger picture. They sit him. They put the game in Emmanuel Wilson's hands. It's not the 107 yards or even the two
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Touchdowns, 28 carries, no fumbles, perfect ball security, and that's five more carries than Josh Jacobs has had in the game this year. It's seven more carries than Jordan Love had passes. The backup running back didn't just play. He had the game in his hands, and he delivered. That's a luxury to have.
Yeah, that really is. Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on. I'm glad we could accommodate your flexibility today, and we will definitely talk to you soon and hear you and follow you, and have good travels and happy Thanksgiving, my man.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. That's Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him at By Ryan Wood. He joins us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We'll come back, wrap things up, set things up for Sparky when we come back. He's Tommy, I'm Thunder. We are the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.